Wisconsin Eye is in La Crosse at the 2015 Republican State Convention, and we are interviewing two members of the College Republicans. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Could you give us your name and where you go to school and where you're from? Please.
My name is Rita Fadness. I am a student at Alverno College. I am also the State Federation Chairman of the Wisconsin Federation of College Republicans.
Thank you.
Riley Wolganese. I go to Marquette University. I'm from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and then I'm the Executive Director for the State Federation.
Okay. Well, when I'm interviewing people for the first time, here's my first question. Why are you a Republican? You want to go first, Riley?
Sure. It's kind of easy. My father was more right Republican, and then my mother was more left, so I kind of got both sides and got to choose for myself. He's also in business, so I kind of see that Republican policies are better for business, and I want a job when I graduate, so I think the Republican Party is can get me that job when I'm done.
Thank you, Riley. Rita?
Yeah, kind of a similar story to Riley. I'm a marketing major at Alverno, and I am a future entrepreneur, innovator, and creator. So I'm a Republican because when I graduate, I want a job. And luckily, I believe that we need to grow the economy naturally and organically from the bottom up to help them. So that's one of the biggest issues why I am a Republican.
I spent a few years teaching journalism students to UW-Madison students. And so we would debate politics. So when your generation, when you bring up politics and how you should really be politically active, and they go, well, there's this party, or I'm busy, or I've got to study politics, how do you answer? Read it.
Yeah, well, we actually have a huge chapter at the UW-Madison.
How many?
One of our biggest ones. Well, at their first meeting, they got over 300 people for Senator Ron Johnson. They have such a great group. So that's awesome that you went there. But this past year, we really worked towards fixing that. You know, we all are busy as college students, but we're coming closer to graduation, and people are getting more involved in politics by us sharing our message on campus. So in 2014, we worked hard to share our message with students. Even though they are busy, like you said, when they hear of the positive things going on in Wisconsin, whether it's the tuition freeze, our low unemployment rate, it sparks their interest because we all are going to graduate someday. So that kind of gets them more involved.
So you try to sell them that the Republican Party has better answers to the issues concerning your generation.
Yeah, definitely, because we're the youth voters. We're the future of the party. So speaking to that directly.
Riley, how do you answer?
Yeah, I would just go back and say that we have to let them know how it affects them. Mm-hmm. They know the party is Republican, Democrat. They know there's two of them, but not how their policies will affect them. It's a lot of times voting with their parents or the majority, I guess you would say. But so we're just actively reaching out to them and letting them know how the Republicans are changing that and getting them jobs after college.
Okay, the top four issues for you as you try to sort through graduation and then careers, things like Social Security, do you think it'll be there? The top four issues, Riley, your turn.
I don't know if Social Security will be there. I hope so. Top four would be getting a job. Probably taxes are kind of a big one. How much money is going to the government? What they're going to do with my money, whatever they get. Mm-hmm. And then it would be Social Security and stuff like that. Later on down the road, is there going to be anything left in there? How are we going to pay that? So just those would be my four main.
Rita, please.
I actually would agree with Riley. When we are on campuses across Wisconsin, that's a lot of the same message we hear from people. What is the state of Wisconsin going to look like when we're older? And what is the state of the United States of America going to look like? So a lot of those issues of, I think for us, like, are we going to get a job? Like, how is the unemployment rate going to affect us? Here in Wisconsin, we're lucky because the unemployment rate is so low, significantly lower than the national average. So those issues that are going to affect us someday.
Okay, now here's two issues I didn't hear. I'm interested in your responses. I didn't hear health care. This debate over the Affordable Care Act and whether we should have a single-payer system. So before I get to my second issue, let me ask you about, is health care a major concern, Rita?
I think so. You know, as we get the job someday, health care, obviously a lot of the students we hear from it do not like Obamacare and that. So I think that is definitely one of the biggest issues, too.
I think the biggest problem with Obamacare is people just don't really know what it is, and especially for our generation and college kids, they're just, how does this affect me? and maybe it doesn't right now because they're on their parents or they just don't have that job yet that requires them to get Obamacare, but it's just informing them now of how one day, if they do end up on Obamacare, how that's going to affect them.
It's so huge in itself. I don't know who has the big Obamacare package.
When some of your peers say, well, European countries have single-payer systems, Canada has that, and they seem to be doing pretty well. I'm pursuing the issue of health care. Mm-hmm. Any responses?
I guess we're just not the same as European countries. I guess everything doesn't work in all countries. I mean, that would be same. So.
The other issue that I really thought I'd hear about you guys is student loans, because I get about a press release a day on that issue. Mm-hmm. And well, how do you feel about student loans? Because just last week, the Joint Finance Committee in the Capitol was asked to create a state agency that would let students refinance their student loans. So student loans, the issue.
I think it's a big issue for college kids and our generation. I guess, go ahead.
And there's so many different people talking about it, you know. Because we really believe that more of our money should stay in our pockets. You know, we don't want to have to send more of our money to Madison or Washington. So student loans is going to be a big issue because we all have it. We all are going to have to pay it someday once we graduate. But we are making great strides here in Wisconsin with the tuition freeze at UW schools. It's our money, you know, it should be kept with us. So luckily for UW students, our tuition is frozen.
And I guess the thing we lead with is, why is tuition increasing at a higher rate than inflation is, and just getting that out to our peers and spreading the message.
Well, there's going to be a presidential election, U.S. Senate election, November 2016. How do you hope to be involved between now and those elections?
So college Republicans in Wisconsin really want to make a huge effort in increasing our message to campuses, increasing our presence for 2016. So creating a field program to identify people on campus and really reach and share it to them. It's going to be a busy year. It's already starting to get busy planning everything for it. But it's so exciting that there are so many different contenders out there right now. You know, young millennials, we all have different opinions. And for people to be able to speak to us, young people individually, we're excited to hear their message and see what they have to offer to us.
What do you hope to do between now and the November 2016 elections, Riley?
We're working, on, as Rita said, on the field program. Yeah. The internet, digital media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those are big for us. It's cheaper to get our message out, and we're on our phones constantly every day.
Yeah, and actually last year in 2014, College Republicans in Wisconsin had a huge effort within the victory of young students, young voters who voted in it. So in 2014, Governor Walker nearly tied his Democratic opponent 48% to 49%, which is huge. Because a lot of times, being millennials, people come to us and say, you're a millennial, typically you're supposed to support a Democrat. But it's the message that Governor Walker shared that really reached out to us with the tuition freeze, the jobs, the unemployment rate, really got to us. So we're hoping to increase our efforts so we have another victory in 2016.
Can you relate to candidates for president who are in their 60s? I think Jeb Bush is, what, 61 or 63? How important is it to you that you... the age of a presidential candidate. Now, we know Governor Walker's 47, so he's in his 40s, but are you generally looking to support a candidate who is closer to your age than someone in their 60s?
For me, it's the message and what they have and what they're planning on doing once they get elected, and that's the biggest selling point for me. Age, I guess, maybe plays a factor, but not as much as their message.
Any PS, Rita?
Yeah, I guess it's like, how are they going to help me as a future person who's going to go into the career world? How are they going to help? So I think it's more of the message that they're going to send to us. But yeah, we like the fresh, young, innovative ideas, so I think that's going to play a part too.
Okay, well, we have a home... Governor Walker sounds like he's going to run for president, and you may have already committed to him or feel strongly about that. So here's my question. If he doesn't run, which of the 12, 14, 16 Republican candidates has so far sounded some themes that you're interested in exploring? So take Governor Walker off the table, although I'm convinced he's going to run. Other candidates who have said something that appealed to you? The Rand Pauls, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. Go ahead.
That's a tough one. I'm not really sure. I don't have a favorite or a choice even right now. I'm kind of waiting for who else gets in and then really listening to their message after everybody's in and seeing what they want to do. So I don't have an answer for you right now. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess neither do I. You know, there's so many of them going to different places speaking and really starting to reach out. So I guess it's really early in the game for me to decide which ones really speaks out. But I think they all offer something unique. And it's just exciting that so many people are putting their bid in.
Well, are you both supporters of Governor Walker for president?
We shall see. Right now he's in Wisconsin doing great things here for us. Okay.
He's still our governor, so we're supporting him.
Thought a lot about the issue of immigration reform? Has that been debated when you meet on campus with your fellow GOPers?
It is a big issue. How are we going to solve the immigration issue? Mm-hmm. But within this past year, we more pushed the message of what's going on here in Wisconsin. I think coming to 2016, now that it's a presidential election, that issue will come up more.
Okay. Yeah, just echo that this last election, the bigger issues were probably budget, jobs, and the economy more than immigration. But I see it playing a bigger role this time around.
And then final question. Have you both considered the day when you would seek public office? And if so, what's the appeal? It's hard. I've watched a few politicians over a few decades, but would you both like to be elected to office?
Well, I guess we are pretty involved right now. Who knows what the future will hold? But really what we're doing in College Republicans, want to engage more people into it. You know, spreading our message on campus, letting people know what people are doing in politics and how the government's going to affect them. So maybe someday I might pursue one, maybe Riley too.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to lie. You give thought to it. But I just, I enjoy spreading the message, letting people know, make sure the elected official or the people that are running that are best for us get elected. I guess maybe if something down the line happens that we're the two or one of us can provide that, then yes. But
provide a better future for the people.
And this is my final question. Okay. If the Democratic nominee for president is Hillary Clinton, your reaction to that?
She's out of touch. I think she's out of touch with young voters. Most likely, if she is the presidential nominee, I think she's going to have to talk a lot about her failed past and her failed record. And I think us young people are too smart to just fall to what she's saying. So I think.
And if there is a record, what exactly that is? Because we have a little trouble sometimes getting exactly down what she accomplished. And so.
Yeah, because Hillary herself advocates for equal pay for women. But then if you look in her record and during her time in the U.S. Senate, she paid her women far less than she did her male workers. So I think once her record's going to start to unravel, I think young voters will take notice.
That's great. Well, Reed and Riley, thank you so much for talking to Wisconsin. Have a good convention.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.